The Gospel of Luke, chapter 18. Pray and never lose heart. Jesus told them a parable to show them that they should pray continually and not lose heart. He said, "In a certain town there was a judge who neither feared God nor people. In the same town there was a widow who kept coming to him, saying, 'Defend my rights against my adversary.' For a time he refused, but finally he thought, 'Even though I neither fear God nor care about people, this widow bothers me so much, I will see that she gets justice. Then she will stop coming and wearing me out.' And Jesus said, 'Listen to what the evil judge says. Will God not do justice for his chosen ones who cry to him day and night, even if he delays in answering them? I tell you, he will speedily do them justice. But when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth?" The Pharisee and the Tax Collector. Jesus told another parable to some people fully convinced of their own righteousness, who looked down on others. Two men went up to the temple to pray. One was a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee stood by himself and said, "I thank you, God, that I am not like other people, grasping, crooked, adulterous, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week and give a tenth of all my income to the temple." In the meantime, the tax collector, standing far off, would not even lift his eyes to heaven, but beat his breast, saying, "O God, be merciful to me, a sinner." I tell you, when this man went back to his house, he had been set right with God, but not the other. For whoever makes himself out to be great will be humbled, and whoever humbles himself will be raised up. People even brought little children to Jesus to have him touch them, but seeing it, the disciples rebuked these people. So Jesus called the children to him and said, "Let the children come to me, and don't stop them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. Truly, I tell you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God like a child will not enter it." Jesus and the rich ruler. A ruler asked Jesus, "Good Master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?" Jesus said to him, "Why do you call me good? No one is good but God alone. You know the commandments. Do not commit adultery, do not kill, do not steal, do not accuse falsely, honor your father and your mother." And the man said, "I have kept all these commandments from my youth." Then Jesus answered, "There is still one thing you lack. Sell all you have and give the money to the poor, and you will have riches in heaven. And then come, follow me." When he heard these words, the man became sad, for he was very rich. Jesus, noticing this, said, "How hard it is for people who have riches to enter the kingdom of God. It is easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle than for a rich person to enter the kingdom of God." The bystanders said, "Who then can be saved?" And Jesus replied, "What is impossible for human beings is possible for God." Then Peter said, "We left everything we had and followed you." Jesus replied, "Truly, I tell you, Whoever has left home or wife or brothers or parents or children for the sake of the kingdom of God will receive much more in this present time and eternal life in the world to come. Jesus then took the 12 aside and told them, "Now we are going up to Jerusalem, and everything the prophets have written about the Son of Man will be fulfilled. He will be delivered up to the foreign power. People will mock him, insult him, and spit on him. After they have scourged him, they will kill him. But he will be raised on the third day." The apostles could make nothing of this. The meaning of these words remained a mystery to them, and they did not understand what he said. The blind man of Jericho. When Jesus drew near to Jericho, a blind man was sitting by the road, begging. As he heard the crowd passing by, he inquired what was happening, and they told him that Jesus of Nazareth was going by. Then he cried out, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." The people in front scolded him, "Be quiet." But he cried out all the more, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." Jesus stopped and ordered the blind man to be brought to him. And when he came near, Jesus asked him, "What do you want me to do for you?" And the man said, "Lord, that I may see." And Jesus said, "Receive your sight. Your faith has saved you." At once the blind man was able to see, and he followed Jesus, giving praise to God. And all the people who were there also praised God.